Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore continues our series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Make sure that you don't let the devil steal your joy. This is the part that I think is one of the most important parts that I had to deal with. You want to know what it was? Anybody want to know, or you want me to quit now? Okay. Know your limits. Know what your limits are. Know what you can handle and what you cannot handle. Know, number one, where you can be when certain foods are being prepared. I know I have, and this is why I tell you that I'm God's favorite. I have the best people in a church that anybody could ever give anybody, the kindest, sweetest, most wonderful people that God could ever send anybody, and I have the most wonderful husband. I mean, I know y'all think you have a good husband, but no, 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 no. I have the best. That's why I'm God's favorite. You see? I know I hear some of you shaking your heads. I hear the shaking. Yeah. Yeah. But what happened when I began to lose weight is, it was difficult for me. And, I mean, Keith had known it. He'd tried to help me with it, but I rebelled against him instead of trying to get him to help me with it, which he was more than willing to do. But I would try to prepare his meals and eat with him and be with him every time he ate, because I felt like that was important, because I wanted to be with my spouse every time that he ate. But I soon found out in doing that, he was not enjoying my company as well as he could, because I was being condemned the whole time I was eating. I know I'd eat something, and as soon as I'd eat it, I'd say, I shouldn't eat that the whole rest of the day. It was like horrible. He says, well, why did you eat it? You know, well, it's hard. When you're sitting there, you go to a restaurant, they order everything that they want, and you order water. You know, it takes a mighty strong person to do things like that. You have to know your limits. So what I began to do was one of the first things that I think really, really helped me was to begin not eating at night. Now, again, this is what I did. I followed my heart. This is something the Lord told me to do. I'm not telling you what to do. You follow your heart, and if you do, you won't be in condemnation. He will lead you in exactly what you need to do. But I felt like I shouldn't eat a lot at night. Now, I'm not saying I don't ever eat at night. I'm saying, as a rule, I don't have some big sit-down 5-course meal at night. But Keith does. And he's hungry at night. So I began to purpose, there's got to be a way. He talked to me about it. We talked about it. So now what I do when Keith is eating at night, like Friday nights when we get in from church, it's really, really a rarity for me to eat a steak and shake after a service on Friday night. But Keith usually eats something after the service on Friday night. So what I do is I go in and start taking my makeup off. He goes to the kitchen. I go in and start changing clothes and get on my treadmill, and he goes to the kitchen. I learned my limits. I learned that I cannot be around food all the time and be strong enough to deal with myself. Learn your limits about your temper. When you begin to see yourself say something that you shouldn't say, find that closet with that picture. Walk out of there. Don't give in to it. Find your limitations. Know what they are. If you know that your favorite restaurant is on this street, and every time you go by there, you drive through McDonald's and get you a cheeseburger and a french fry, or your favorite Texaco station where they've got the little honey bun things and the Dr. Peppers, or this way to work, go the long way around. Don't even go by there. Know what your limits are. Don't kid yourself. Admit where you are. It doesn't hurt you to go the opposite direction or skip the restaurant, or if a lot of people say, well, let's go out and eat now. Nah, we're just going to go home. Know where your limits are. Don't put yourself in a restaurant with a humongous buffet and you have a diet problem. Don't do it, because your flesh will scream. Mine screamed. I know. Mine can talk, and it can talk loud. And it will say, well, today won't matter. It's the weekend. Take a break from your diet. And what I would do is I would lose 2 pounds during the week and gain 3 on the weekends. Every weekend, I did it. I mean, I did it for years that way. I'd fight and starve myself silly all week long. And when the weekend came, I'd say it's the weekend, and we'd go out of town to minister, and I'd eat whatever they had set before us at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 times a day, and gain it all back. Now, you're not as dumb as I am, I know, because it took me a long time to change that and to realize I was only hurting myself. You catch on to it a little bit faster. Know what your limits are. Don't hang around the kitchen all the time. If you need water, get you a hot bottle of water and keep it in your bedroom if you have to, but don't every time you turn around make yourself go to that kitchen. So you got vitamins you need to take, and you need to eat something with it. Keep a pack of crackers by your bed and put your vitamins by your bed and eat it there, and drink your water where you are, and don't go in the kitchen where somebody's cooking bacon and eggs and ham and cheese and biscuits for breakfast. Hey, you may be stronger than me. I'm just telling you what I had to do. I was not that strong. And when there was hot buttered biscuits and bacon around that you could smell, I want to eat them. You know, whether I'm doing the cooking or whether Keith is cooking, you know, and yes, he does cook. And so breakfast especially. And so if he was cooking something, again, he can eat a hot buttered biscuit and bacon and eggs and great, you know, but I know that I can't eat all that. I'm better off with a dry piece of wheat toast. Trying to lose weight. Now, it may come a time that I get exactly where I want to get, and that'll be just great for me to eat a biscuit and a piece of bacon. But I have to know where I am, and I have to be honest with myself that it does matter. That I cannot eat all that stuff and be what I want to be and have my confidence to be able to get my finances in or to get my body healed. I have to admit it to myself. Don't go down the cookie aisle and the ice cream aisle at the grocery store. Now, that's a big don't, you know. The pastry aisle, the breads aisle, whatever your weakness is, don't go down that aisle. You know, just totally skip it, because it's so much easier to skip it at the grocery store than it is in the pantry. I mean, be realistic, you know. Don't go down those aisles. If there's something that you really, really like and you know it's bad for you, you know, whether it's the cheese section and you can't have cheese again. This is not about weight. It's about your life, and it's about high blood pressure and high cholesterol and diabetes and all the other things that attack people nowadays because of our systematic eating of fast foods and the way we've eaten. People are dying left and right with heart attacks at 40 years old. Because they're eating the wrong thing. I mean, you didn't used to hear that. So we've got to get ourselves in better shape. Because, again, we want to be a spotless church, not a, you know, somebody about to have a heart attack church. Because I'm going to be really upset with you if you had a job to do down here and you leave when you're 40 and I have to send somebody else to pick up your work because you didn't get it done because you didn't put your flesh under and not eat that bacon. So the other thing is don't not eat. That's what I talked about at the very beginning. I would starve myself for days. And Keith would say, Phyllis, did you eat today? I'm almost past that. No, I don't want nothing to eat. Because it was easier. I was more in control of not eating than to eat a little bit. And you can't live that way. Because if you're going to do anything, you've got to have strength to do it. And the worst thing you can do is the old proverb of eat something for breakfast, eat something for lunch, leave it off at night. You know, and this is not a me telling you how to eat situation. Follow your heart. But I will tell you that nobody's heart will tell them to starve themselves to death. That your body is a temple of the Lord. And he intended for it to be his temple, and he didn't intend for us to starve it to death. So it's so much better to eat a little bit, because then what happens is then you don't just pig out. That's what happens to all these girls and some guys that are anorexic and bulimic, is because they starve themselves and their body is just screaming for some kind of food. Then they go eat it and then they throw up because they feel so guilty about what they eat. Well, don't get into those kind of regimens. Eat something, even if it's just a small little bitty bit, eat something, you know, and then you won't be so starved to where you'll eat twice as much the next meal and feel guilty because you did it. I did that too. Because you will do it. Your flesh is only so strong, and you'll do it. You know, you'll go so long, and then you'll go and pig out with the ice cream and cookies. And then the next thing is do. You want to know some things to do? Do get the support of your family and friends and coworkers, anybody that can help you. Encourage your spouse to help you with this. You know, can you fix your own meal? Can you fix your own sandwich? You know, I just don't feel like I'm strong enough to be in there right now and deal with this. You know, I don't feel like that I can go in there and cook this for you at 2 o'clock in the morning and not eat it. You know, be realistic with yourself. Have the support of your friends and family. If you know that you smell a lot of food around where you're working and stuff like that, well, maybe you can take your lunch break outside or something like that, because it just makes you want to eat more. Do whatever it takes to make yourself be stronger. Do the natural things and expect God to do the spiritual things that help you to do those things. And then do, as I said, when Keith's eating a lot of times, I think the biggest thing that has helped me to continue to do what I need to do is I never go to bed condemned. Never. I never go to bed feeling like I haven't apologized to somebody. I haven't taken care of something that I needed to take care of. Because always before I go to sleep, I'm laying there praying and asking the Lord. And again, that is like the devil's favorite time for his condemnation parties. And if I feel like I've eaten more than I should have eaten, I don't forget what night it was. A lot of stuff was going on. We were doing a lot of stuff. And we had someone that went home to be with the Lord like in the middle of the night. Nancy called me, 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that? And she said, what are you doing? And I was on my treadmill because I was condemned because of what I'd eaten that day. And it wasn't a whole lot, but I was condemned. And you know what? It's so much better to get the condemnation out. If you've got to get up and run around your house or do some sit-ups, you don't have to have a treadmill. You can do sit-ups. You can do jumping jacks. You can do anything to get you out of condemnation. Do not be condemned, because condemnation is the devil's playground, and you will have faith for no area in your life if you're condemned. What if something happens in the middle of the night that you have to use your faith for? There you'll be, condemned. Do not go to bed condemned. Do whatever it takes to not be condemned. Now, I'm not advocating that you do some of these things that some of these girls do and they just let their conscience, you know, eat them alive because they have eating disorders. And there are people that have eating disorders and they exercise 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I am not advocating that, because it is not God. My God, your God, will not direct you that way. What I'm talking about is being led by the Lord. And if you're feeling condemned about something, you take care of it, whatever the situation is. Because it's not God that's condemning you, it's your heart that's condemning you. And therefore, you need to have confidence toward God. And the way you have confidence is if your heart doesn't condemn you.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Confidence and Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R116. That's R116, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.